Hi, I'm a spokesperson for the Democratic Party, and I'm here to tell you why you need to vote blue this November. Democrats are the party of love and tolerance. We promote inclusion and acceptance, peace and goodwill. Republicans don't care about any of these things. They just want to talk about record unemployment, the economy, and keeping communities safe. Fascists. Democrats have positive, practical priorities, like abolishing the Electoral College, eliminating due process, and banning hate speech. These are the values of the American people. Well, at least Americans that live in San Francisco and New York. Republicans often use fear-mongering rhetoric like Constitution or Liberty. Democrats condemn such language as divisive and instead focus on more unifying topics like repealing the Second Amendment or kneeling for the national anthem. Democrats are the party of equality, so much so that we insist upon unconditionally believing women and disbelieving men because, well, feminism. If you ask us to explain this logically, we will scream in your face and call you a misogynist. Republicans want to take away a woman's sacred right to choose to have her child decapitated inside the womb and torn apart limb by limb with forceps. Democrats celebrate the right to violently murder your child because we're compassionate. Democrats believe that women are powerful and independent. They are also helpless victims of the patriarchy who require government intervention to succeed. Any woman who disagrees with us on this is a self-hating, stupid bimbo. And you know, it's time someone was finally brave enough to say this. Republicans are racist. Democrats have the same positive message for minorities that we have for women. You're a victim, and you're useful to us. If you disagree, we'll insult your intelligence, but it's for your own good. Republicans want to stop certain people from coming into this country. They cite the infiltration of gang violence or opioids or sex trafficking as reasons to stop illegal immigration. But Democrats accept these as the natural consequences of opening up the borders, which, of course, is the more loving thing to do. Democrats recognize that the key to a better tomorrow is to look forward, not backward. That's why we reject capitalism and all of its greed and instead opt for socialism, which has worked so well every time it's been tried. Democrats are the party of the common people, the poor and the marginalized, the weak and defenseless. While Republicans promise freedom, we promise free stuff. That's how we win over young people. Our goal is to make the government work for you so you don't have to work at all. Republicans are always pushing religion in our faces. We reject their bigotry. Religious people are idiots. Democrats would much rather you sacrifice yourself on the altar of progressivism. The truth is, as the party of empathy, we're just better than everyone else. That's why we spend so much time telling people who don't align with our agenda that they're not just wrong, but that they're bad people. We still haven't figured out that this condescension is what lost us the 2016 election. Nevertheless, we're confident that through censorship, emotional manipulation, and continued bullying that we'll eventually get our way. Why? Because we care about you. So much so that we're willing to wear you down until you fear getting silenced, doxxed, or fired because you don't agree with our agenda. That's love. I'm the spokesperson for the Democratic Party. Vote for us in November.
The truth lives.
Political Bombshell. Starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome, welcome, November 6th, special coverage, midterms election is here, get out to vote, you can't get upset if the laws don't go your way if you don't vote. Today we're going to be covering likely winners, polls, and things that deals with the midterms election. Let us begin. This is Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden. You can always visit, of course, politicalbombshow.cf for your latest news. Let us begin. Thank you for being with us today on Election Day. Hope that you're going to get out to vote today. Again, you can't complain if you don't vote. Don't say, oh, my vote doesn't count. My vote doesn't count. Get out to vote. Get out there and vote. And don't complain if your vote, if something doesn't go your way. Laws, you don't like the new laws and you didn't vote. You said your vote didn't matter. Well, it may have mattered. So get out that vote today on November 6, 2018. So let's go to, where are we? Give me a second. Midterms election polls. And let's go here. Okay, so we're going to be reading some of these election polls. Let's go to this full race. Oh, here we go. Okay, so battle for the Senate 2018. Let's do this. 51 seats needed for majority. Keep that in mind. And right now it's 44 Democrats, 50 Republicans, and 6 toss-up. Let's break it down for you. As of November 2nd, Ohio, previously was likely Dems. New status, it leans Dems. West Virginia, as of November 1st, previous it was likely Dems, now it leans Dems. Michigan, it was previously likely Dems, now it leans Dems. West Virginia, previously was leaning Dems, now it's likely Dems. North Dakota, previously leaned GOP, now likely GOP. Tennessee, previously was a toss-up, now it leans GOP. Texas was a toss-up, which is surprising, was a toss-up, now it leans GOP. New Jersey was a toss-up, that was surprising, now it leans Dems. North Dakota was a toss-up, now it leans GOP. New Jersey leaned them, now it's a toss-up, which is very surprising. Very surprising. So some of these are older. We don't want to go way back. I just want to stick in November how it is now. So that's that for November. Let's look at the RCP Senate map. Let's take a look at that map. And that map indicates quite a bit. Safe races. Let's look at some safe races. Some safe races. California, of course, Feinstein, Connecticut, Murphy, that's safe. Carper is safe in Delaware. Hawaii, Hirono, these are all Democrats that are safe. Michigan, King, Cardin, Massachusetts, Pocahontas, New York, Gillibrand, Vermont, Sanders, Rhode Island White House. And Republican safe is Wicker. Utah Open, Fisher, and Barrasso. Okay, let's look at some Senate no toss up race. And no toss up, I'm seeing a really good map for Republicans here. I see in Indiana is plus one, Arizona plus two, Indiana was plus three, but that was later before, so we're not gonna go back to that. Okay, let's see if I could find a more recent map, because this is showing older stuff. I don't want old stuff. I need up to date as can be. So let's see, while I am looking, let's just play a little music for you there. Okay, so let's look at this here. One second. Say forecasting the race for Senate. 1 in 7 chance win controls 15.5%. Republicans 6 in 7 chance keeps control 84.5%. And the forecast for every Senate seat, the balance of power, 23 Democrat seats not up for election, 35 seats up for elections for the Dems, 42 Republican seats not up for election. So you can see that the Dems, they have a lot more seats to defend, and hopefully they lose most, if not all of them. Hey, I am not Fox News. I don't say that I'm fair and balanced. I am completely biased for conservatives. I'll tell you straight out. So don't look at me with, "You are so biased." Yes, I am. And so what? This is an opinion show. It's my opinion. You don't like the opinion? You know what you can do. Okay, so solid Dems are 18, likely Dems are 4, leaning are 3, toss-up is 2, 0 leaning Republican, likely Republican 4, and solid Republican 4. Now let's go to the state of every state. Okay, so the map looks like there's a lot more red on this map that I'm looking at. There's a lot more red. Let's see what is these. Okay, so likely, like it looks like in Florida, you got a red, and then you have one that's lean and blue. So most of the blue area that I'm looking at is like New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Connecticut. You know, those the typical places that would lean blue. So how the forecast has changed. Right now, chance of controlling the Senate, like I said, 84.5% Republicans and 15.5% Dems. We spoke intensively about this on Politics Weekly, so I encourage you to go over there. But we spoke a lot about this. Seats controlled by each party, 48 to 52 Republicans. How much each race matters. Two measures help capture how important a state and its voters will be in determining which party controls the Senate. Tipping point. Chance is the probability that a race will decide whether the Democrats or Republicans are in the majority. Voter power index is the relative likelihood that an individual voter in a state will determine the majority party. So, what does that mean? It means get out there and vote like I told you to already before. I hope you're listening. I don't want to hear any crying come election day, the following day after election, and you say, what happened? You did not listen. I warned you to get out there. I'm doing my Hillary voice, you know, her Southern voice. Ain't no ways tired. I've come too far to carry on. She is so fake. She really is fake as can be. Fake as Lee Presson nails, as they say. Fake. Faker. She is a faker. All right, so let's continue on. So, tipping point chance. Texas, a 13.2%. Nevada, 11.8%. Tennessee, 11.8%. North Dakota, 11.2%. Arizona, 10.7%. North Dakota, 27.3%. Nevada, 10%. Tennessee, 4.6%, Montana, 4.3%, Arizona, 4.2%. Let's show all states and read some more. Missouri, 9.3%. There's a lot. I don't know if I want to read all of them. Let's read. Mississippi, 3.6%. It's just getting likely less and less. So I don't really need to. 7.2% Florida, Indiana 7.4%, West Virginia 3.2%. So let's see, my crappy state, where is it? Where is that Massachusetts crap? Don't see it. Oh, here it is. 0.1%. No surprise there. Just like Connecticut, 0.1%. New York, 0.1%. No surprises there. California, 0.1%. So I'm not going to read any more of that. That's enough of that. How this forecast works. Nate Silver explains the methodology behind our 2018 forecast. Do you really care about the methodology? Let's see. Because Nate Silver, as far as I'm concerned, wasn't he wrong last election? So who cares about who give a damn about what you think? I'm sorry, I had to get that out of my system. Okay, so latest polls. Updated on November 3rd. So this is 3 days before the election. Okay. 3 days before the elections today. Let's see. Dates. U.S. Senate. November 1 to 2. Remaining Research Group. It looks like McCaskill is at 47% and Haley is also at 47%. So right now it's even. So if you want to push it towards your candidate, get out there and vote. What are you waiting for? We got, where are the, okay, so Mitchell Bush is at 41%. Tipton is at 46%. Tipton plus 5. So you want to push your candidate over the edge, over the finish line? Do it. I'm doing it well. She was raised up in Brooklyn, something, I don't know why I'm singing this song. Presidential approval, October 31st to November 1st. Approval, 45% approved, 52% disapproved, disapproval plus 7. Your government has a B, that's pretty good, I guess. So, let's see, on the general ballot, Democrats 48%, 43% Republicans, Democrats plus 6, this was October 30th to November 1st, so it's November 1st, that'd be what, like 5-6 days away. I don't want to go back too far. This is going back too far. Oh, wait, whoa. Okay, U.S. House. Right now, let's see, this looks like New York, and this is as of November 2nd. Brindisi, 41%, Tanay, 47%, Tanay plus 6. And what else we got? We got Delgado, 44%, Faso, 37%, Delgado plus 7. That was of November 2nd. This is now Michigan. Slotkin 42%, Bishop 42%. They're both even as of November 2nd. So get out the vote. Because earlier before that, Slotkin was plus 2. So now they're even. W.A. Scrier, or whatever you pronounce that, 46%. Rossi, 45%. Scrier, plus 1. California, plus 6 for Ruda. She got 45% versus 39 of Robracher, or however you pronounce that. Texas is a plus 4 for Allred, 43% versus Sessions 39%. Okay, that's so that's it for that. Governor Ohio is even 43%, 43%. Cordray and DeWine. Minnesota 49% for Waltz, 41% for Johnson, plus 8 for Waltz. Connecticut, Lamont 38%. Stefanowski plus 2, which is surprising for Connecticut. I thought it was in the back for Lamont. Maybe these Connecticut people are starting to wake up after I got out of there. Couldn't take it anymore. Got myself out of there, but now I live with a Pocahontas and a Booker that I did not vote for. Either of them. But wait, you're Republican. You're supposed to vote Republican. No, no, no. I'm Republican in name, but I have a brain. That sounds good. Yes, I'm not going to vote down the line if I don't like you. That's not how I work. That's how the Democrats work, and in some cases, sadly, some Republicans. Yes, indeed. On my ballot, when there was no spot for Republican and it only said Dems, I wrote my own name in there. I'm not going to vote. And you could say, well, you're throwing the vote away. It's just going to go for the Dems. Whatever. Whatever you say. Okay, October 31st. That's too old. We don't want that. Let's go back up here. While I am looking, let's dazzle you with some music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Barack Obama talks a lot about leadership and his record on healthcare, rescuing the economy, and keeping America secure. But when Obama talks and talks...
In addition to job... Sorry, I just noticed that I jumped the gun here. Go ahead and move it up.
Are the words really his own? Who is actually in control? Who is really calling the shots? Remember, the first president to use the teleprompter also happened to usher in the country's last financial collapse. Can Americans trust a president who only reads carefully constructed statements that communicate his message clearly from a teleprompter? In these tough times, we need bold leaders and talking points written by hard-working hands of Americans. Let's get back on track. Back to the roots of real America, where our values and our speeches were written down on real paper. Paper you could touch with your hands.
Call me a deplorable, say I'm unsupportable, throw in uninformable too. Does my locker room alibi scorn you? Mike Pence and Paul Ryan, they both are torn to report all the Muslims and deport all the Mexicans the wall. Make them pay for it too. Call me a deplorable, maybe unendorsable, but it's indefensibly true. Ivanka's a 10 and you're a 2.
Gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Could someone call referee? Cause I just need one more shot at forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple 100 times. So let me redeemo myself tonight, cause I just need one more shot. That's second chances. Yeah! Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah. I know. Oh, that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Sorry. 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 Yeah. I know. Oh. That I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
If we fall for.
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
Okie doke.
I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
You know, it.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show, special coverage of midterms 2018. I hope you're out there today. It's November 6th. I hope you voted or voted early like I did, or absentee, however you did it. I hope it's been done.
Between greatness, and this is really an election, between greatness and gridlock, it will be gridlock. And it's a choice between an economy that is going strong and setting records at every level, and the Democrats who are going absolutely crazy, folks. They're going crazy.
Yes, they are.
So you have to go out on November 6th or sooner. Who voted? Who voted?
I did.
Oh, wow. Everybody voted already? No kidding. Let me see it again. Who voted? Then what the hell am I doing here tonight? Goodbye, everyone.
Very funny. Okay. Welcome back. Midterms election 2018 special coverage. Let's read a couple of headlines here. Trump mocks Obama crowd size at Indiana rally. Midterm elections are less than a week away, and Donald Trump is drastically ramping up his final push to campaign for the Republicans. So, right now, polls are showing Democrats to have a good chance of taking the House, but Senate looks likely to remain in Republicans' control. So I'm hoping that they're wrong about the House, but most of us Americans, when we were asked in the poll, who do we like, the GOP or Trump, and overwhelmingly it was Trump. I think it was only 25% for GOP. So when we were asked who are we voting for in the midterms? We're voting for Trump, but he's not on the ballot, but then he is, kind of, sort of. And so we'll see. We like Trump a lot more than the GOP. And I put myself in that category. Was never happy with the GOP before. I always complained about them. And so this is why I voted for Trump in 2016. Because I liked what he was doing. And the party is now his. There's no denying that. It is his party. Alright, so some updates now. Supposedly Trump backtracks over firing on migrants comments. See, President Trump has backtracked on comments he made that U.S. troops would be free to fire on migrants who hurled rocks at them while trying to cross the border. Mr. Trump's new remarks referencing the caravan of migrants on route to the United States from Central America come after human rights groups condemned his suggestion on Thursday that the military should consider it a rifle if rocks were thrown at them. He told the reporters outside the White House yesterday, "They won't have to fire. What I don't want is, I don't want these people throwing rocks. If they do that with us, they're going to be arrested for a long time." So, I mean, that's not really backtracking. I think he's just trying to soften it. But I still think that the order is just like, I watched that. What did I watch? I watched A Few Good Men. That's what I'm thinking of right now. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a... Oh, you've all seen that. So that's what I just thought of just now. Okay, so Republicans can gain votes in the Senate, GOP campaigner says. The Republicans could win more seats in the Senate as long as the party's voters are out in force. And I think that we are. I think that Kavanaugh fiasco really energized us. It energized me. And I'm never this energized for a midterm, especially if we're in power. So I know a lot of other Republicans feel the same way. The Republicans could win more seats. Okay, so that is a few of chairman of Republican Overseas, Scotland Drew. Okay, Saturday, November 3rd, updates. What are the latest polls showing? Here are the latest forecasts from polling websites 538 as of 530. Okay, Senate. Republicans have an 84.5% chance, 6-7, of keeping control. Democrats, 15.5% chance, 1-7. So I think I read that already. In the House, it's like it's reversed. The Democrats have an 85% chance, 6-7, of winning the control. Republicans have a 14.8% chance, 1-7, of keeping control. So it's basically flip-flop. It's just like Nolan of Politics Weekly predicted. He said that the control would be the same, just that it will be Republicans in the Senate and Democrats in the House, which is kind of weird for, but I mean, I don't know. Update. Leonardo DiCaprio and the Brad Pitt urges people to vote. Hollywood A-listers Leonardo DiCaprio, 43, and Brad Pitt, 54, are the latest celebrities calling on people to vote in the midterms. Please! The stars of the new Quentin Tarantino film, and I don't care. Can Republicans pull off a win? While Democrats are expected to retake the House of Representatives, it is still possible for Republicans to maintain a majority, and that's the camp that I'm in. I still think that they're gonna gain seats in the Senate and maintain a majority in the House, but that's just my gut feeling. Not going by any data, it's just my gut feeling. Prior to the election, the Republicans were able to withdraw district lines in a move called gerrymandering. This means that the Republicans were able to reshape districts in a way that could allow them to maintain a majority in more counties and ultimately keep their majority in the House. So we'll see. Another update, young voters do not want to participate, which is great for us, the Republicans. In the final few days before the midterm election, many young people are saying that they do not want to vote. Some of these people have said that they do not have an ID that their state accepts as identification, while others are saying that it is too much work. I love it. Good. I hope you all are Democrats, by the way. I hope you're all Democrats. Others are also saying that they do not see the importance of voting, and some say that they will just do it in 2020. Most young people, they just vote if they do vote in presidential elections. So midterms. What's a midterms? Cohen claims Trump said that black people are stupid. I'm not gonna read any hearsay stuff. Cohen, you're not credible. So Trump responded, "That's because black people are too stupid to vote for me." That's what he's saying that he said. Okay. Trump compares crowd size with Obama. During his speech in Indianapolis, Trump commented on the size of former Barack Obama crowd size. He said, "Barack Obama, I watched him speak today. He had a very small crowd." Trump said this while speaking in the high school gymnasium. Man steals the show at Trump rally. During a rally in Indianapolis, Indiana, a man in the crowd stole the show from Trump while he was speaking. People watching the rally online or on the television could see a man dabbing throughout the speech. Dabbing? What's dabbing? I don't know what that is. What is this? Friday, November 2nd, Obama warns, "Do not incite fear in campaign." I don't care about you, Barack Insane Obama. Barack Insane Obama. Hollywood celebrities urge young people to vote. They are not listening to you. They will not vote. What are the latest poll predictions? House of Representatives. I already read all this already. Okay, so it seems like this is just not giving me any new content. So while I look for some new content. Okay, so this is some more polls, and this one is as of 3 hours ago. 3 hours ago, and as of according to the latest polling data, Democrats are expected to win the majority of the seats in the House of Representatives. 538, a website focused on polling predictions, has estimated that the Democrats have an 82% chance of winning control of the House. I think that had went down because it was 84-85 before. So, and there's an 80% chance of Democrats will gain 18 to 53 seats with an average estimated gain of 35 seats. The blue wave is a movement in which voters are expected to swing left. Several models indicate that the wave is real, yeah, and that we will start seeing many more Democratic members in both of the House and the Senate. Yeah, right. However, 538 predicts that Republicans will keep control of the Senate. While 538's forecast has fluctuated slightly since August, the Democrats have held a considerable lead in predictions. This sounds like 2016 all over again. So, according to this, the battle for the House, it says 218 seats are needed for control. And according to this, 150 is solid for Republicans, 52 is leaning Republicans, and 38 is toss-up. For Democrats, you have 182 solid, leaning is 10, and 3 is toss-up. I don't know what all this stuff, if it actually means anything. It certainly didn't mean anything in 2016. It stresses that it only lists problematic chances, not guarantees, and election results have defied predictions before, notably 538, Huffington Post, and other organizations predicted a strong chance of a presidential win for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So there you go. You could take that and smoke it in your peace pipe. You hear me, Pocahontas? Okay, so, yeah, NRA reports that suburban districts and college-educated women are leaning strongly towards them. Why am I reading something from the NPR? Are you crazy? The NPR? You must be out of your cotton-picking mind. So let's see some more of this. Midterm 2018 Senate race. It's looking like current Senate balance of power. 49 Dems, 51 Republicans. Senate power rankings, 23 Democrats, no elections, and no election for 42% Republicans. Nineteen likely Democrats, Delaware, Hawaii, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Connecticut, California, Wisconsin, Rhode Island, New York, all your suspect ones. Likely Republicans, Michigan, Utah, Wisconsin, three leading Republicans, Tennessee Tech and MS, Florida, Indiana, Montana, Nevada, Arizona, five toss up. All right, I think the information is just repeating itself. There's nothing really nothing else is gonna change. It's really up to you to get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. I mean, what do you care about polling results? I mean, polling predictions. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares about prediction? How well the predictions do in 2016? It's meaningless. So I'm not gonna bore you with reading predictions of who's gonna do what and who's gonna do what and 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 what. I'm not gonna bore you with that. I will not bore you. Okay, I will not bore you because to me it's boring. And if it's boring to me, it's gonna be boring to you. So if you wanna be bored of yourself, go look it up. I am not gonna contribute to your boredom. Do you want me to contribute to your boredom? I hear crickets, so I don't think that you want me to contribute to your boredom. So I'm just gonna tell you once again, get out the vote, get out the vote, get out the vote, and let's see what happens on November 7th. Thank you for being with us for this special coverage, midterms 2018, November 6, 2018. Get out the vote, get out the vote, get out there and vote. Don't complain if you don't vote, do it now. Get out there, do it, get out and vote, vote now. I'll see you tomorrow.
Some voters are trying to persuade former President Barack Obama to run for office again. Only this time, the position is in France.
Well, what are you then? I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent?
If we...
Some fans of the former U.S. president want him to lead their nation next.
He can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail. Well, I'll ask him.
Let me just speak.
A petition calling for Obama to run in the French presidential election has been making the rounds online.
I fart in your general direction.
The group behind the petition says its goal is to get 1 million signatures, and NPR reports it's well on its way. As of Thursday evening, about 27,000 people had signed.
But he wants to show French politicians that the people are fed up.
So you think you could out-clever us French folk?
If this is being...
His French fans have even adopted his U.S. presidential campaign slogan, "We on peut," or...
It would cost about the same as what we would spend. Over the course of 10 years, it would cost what it would cost us. All right. Okay.
It, 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 it.
If we fall for, look out behind you, this pooch is getting turned old pissed just because it sounds funny or
responsibly, but they talk me into it.
Well, I don't know why that's funny. I mean, did you have any in per
If we fall for
That's all, folks.
Political corruption. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.